have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
The Orange Crusher got the wall! It's the Frank Williams Show!
First, I need the national check.
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, Sam, and Robert joins us here this evening after our opening round victory against Penn. 105-70. Ho-hum. another multiple dozen point victory, margin of victory there. Robert, I you started talking even before I went. We were like, we're not live. You couldn't wait to get going here. I can tell you're just holding it. Go.
All right. Those are words. I am scrambling around the internet as we speak, trying to find confirmation that was the most efficient half of offense in the history of the NCAA tournament. I'm trying to find a box score from when Villanova won it all under Raleigh Massimino. They took down Patrick Ewing in Georgetown, and it was this famous thing where in the second half, this guy named Harold Jensen was just lights out. It's funny to watch because it's just all mid-range jumpers, and they just couldn't miss. And there's this famous, like, the best half of basketball. You know, obviously, this is Penn, and this is not in the title game, but still. 1.97 points per possession in the second half. Scoring on 28 of 33 possessions. 5 empty possessions. I can almost guarantee you no one has ever had 5 empty possessions in a half of an NCAA tournament game. Like, you don't, like, I can't put words to what 28 of 33 is like. And we had the backups in for what, the last 4 minutes?
Yeah. Honestly, 1.97 blows my mind more than the 5 empty possessions, because that's basically saying you scored 2 points on every single possession.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yes, because you hit so many threes for the 5 empty possessions, or the 1 point possessions where you hit one free throw and missed the other one, you balance it out with threes and you basically scored every time. It's like you went down and made a layup every time you had the ball. There's no way it's ever been done.
I wish there was a way that you could compile the data in time to just fully. Can we get StatsInc on the call right now?
I'm looking into it right now. On
StatsInc. I was looking at ways to, like, I was just going to put out a tweet and at Ken Palm, at Eric Haslam, at Bart Torvik.
Like, you need, like, to offer
somebody
a,
tell
Elias
me,
Sports Bureau.
Offer like
somebody
a,
to, because again, people are coming back. Oh, that one team scored 70. That, no, look, you could score 70. With 1.1 points per possession. Like, you just run high tempo. I'm sure Loyola Marymount in the late 80s, early 90s, when they scored like 122 in that NCAA tournament game or whatever, Jeff Fryer hitting 10 threes. I'm sure in that moment, but that was just because they shot every 8 seconds and then would hustle down, let you score, and then shoot. So they're going to score 120 on 1.2. The point of this is, you could shoot 25% if you get 3 offensive rebounds, and the next one you put back, it doesn't matter. It's one possession and it's score. So the offensive rebounding is the point behind this whole thing of, like, avoiding empty possessions. So my brain is just spinning, because this is a basketball hack tonight. You heard Charles Barkley at halftime. Like, I don't know if I've ever heard of a team 14 offensive rebounds. Like, I don't know if I've even heard of this. Like, what is happening?
Did we hack basketball? Because something that the four of us here will joke from time to time is that article / post game from the stands where you said that we hacked football for 9 minutes straight on that from the stands. You just go, we hacked football.
Game was that?
Damn it, I need to know. So he goes, we hacked football. I don't know if we did something statistically.
We had a lot of interceptions, I think.
And for like 9 minutes on the from the stands, you just go, And then in the resulting article that night, we hacked football. And
You
I
said
feel like
it. You said it more than 10 times.
It,
Let's just.
it,
it
and
was.
I think you're having your sort of basketball moment here, where it's like we hacked
100%.
basketball.
I am reeling, because, again, like I'm the guy who jumps ahead, right? I'm the guy who, like, I'll find the happy stat and I'll live on it, and you know this and that. But this is what teams who have made deep runs do in the first round, right? Like UConn for 2 years and then Florida last year, the team that just was like, all right, we're just going to mow through everyone. It was seen early that, like, oh God, this Florida team is dangerous. Even though they're playing nobody, they're just rolling everybody. And we saw what UConn did, never losing by, like, what was the closest team, 12 points or whatever it was. And so, like, I'm just reeling. I get that Penn was missing their best player. It's just Penn. It's Fran McCaffrey. They don't play defense. I get all of that, but you scored every time in the second half. It's just, I can't get over it.
And it's off the shoulders of two freshmen.
Yeah.
Like, you had the most efficient performance ever. And it was David Mirkovic getting every offensive rebound and Keaton Wagler finding his stroke again. Like,
yeah.
I cannot
Sam,
believe.
Sam, have you found anything? Is there any Google Stathead. Search that
you gotta,
I have a tweet that shows that this was, like, the entire game, our 1.55 points per possession for the game is the third highest in an NCAA game over the last 18 years and highest since Villanova scored 1.57 against Miami in the 2016 Sweet 16. Credit Jared Burson.
Okay, well, then
that's pretty good.
Then
I would assume the half
point, then nobody did 1.97 in one of those two halves, so it's a lock. There's no way. Like, I need KenPom to find. I need one of these guys to find this and go off on it, because it is an epic thing. And for people that would say, well, it's just Penn, the point is, ones have played six NCAA tournament here. Okay, ones have played 16s, twos have played 15s, threes have played 14s. Everybody gets a terrible team like this, but nobody's ever done this.
No, I think it's fitting for the best offense of all time to have. To do something like this. I understand the saying is, like, survive in advance, but we've seen the Illinois, you know, survive against the Chattanooga and advance, and then what happens down the line.
Yeah.
You want to see your team kick butt and good and kick in kicking butt today.
Yes.
We did that and left no crumbs, and that feels a lot better than Penn went on a run in the second half and we eked it out by 14 and we didn't even come close to covering. Like, that, this is a very different podcast if that's the case. You left no doubt. Some teams struggled today, by the way. Some of these teams that were high seeds. You know, we can go down and we could talk about the Wisconsin games and some of the other games later, but, like, not everyone cruised in some of these games. Heck, even Michigan, I mean, they ended up beating Howard hung 80 on him. It was like 101-80, but, like, I saw what Kennesaw was hanging in there with Gonzaga as well. So, like, to do it handily, I think, does matter. Yes, there will come a point in the tournament where you do just want to survive in advance and nothing matters. But in round number one, I think you want to do it convincingly if possible.
Yep. 100%. 100%. I'm freaking reeling here. I'm gonna need to look up when these, so you guys talk for a while. I need to look up when the empty possessions happen.
We hacked basketball. Let's go. Johnny, I know you want to talk about David a little bit more here today because we were just watching poetry in motion. I mean, just all effort, all century team by my man David there. Offensive rebounds, Illinois tournament rebounding record. Just so much fun to watch David Mirkovic play basketball this evening.
Eight offensive rebounds and just – the way that he would fight for positioning against these Penn players, it was just, the effort was infectious. The energy was amazing. And his personality is really showing. It's crazy that between David and Keaton, these are guys that I don't even know if Brad had met in person. by the time that they had signed on to be Illini, and they embody the culture of being everyday guys more than anyone, right? The video, the famous video of Brad saying Illinois, Illa-fucking-noi, the context of that video is he says to the team, hey, whenever you're going to hear an opposing coach talk about our team, they're going to be asked which team played the hardest, which conference team played the hardest. And they're going to have one answer. Illinois, Illa-fucking-noi. Like, we're going to be a pain to people. And that's what David Mirkovich was all day today. And it resulted in offensive rebound after offensive rebound when we were struggling in the first half to separate from a Penn team that was pesky. It was just effort from David. And I'm so excited for next year, hopefully pay him a blank check, because I want his number up in the rafters next to Keaton next year, right? Like, he is everything. And Robert called it from the get-go in the preseason game when he was rebounding and scoring. And I feel like some of us were a little hesitant to be like, well, can this really work against high majors? And the last half of the Big Ten, he's probably been our best player. So, Josh, I'll pass it over to you because you're just nodding and nodding and nodding. So
he's everything. I'll stop. He's everything that you thought Georgie was. No, I'm just kidding. No, David's been unbelievable. Like, he, like, from a season perspective, Keaton's obviously had the better season, but it's really hard not to put like David as like so close to that Keaton like overall season. Like, the full body of David's season of like coming out more out of nowhere than I feel like Keaton did, because Keaton was gassed up, and then being able to like show his personality through all of his press conferences, all the interviews, being the guy on social media as well. And he's just a he's just an all around great Illini, one of the all time seasons. And I, like you said, blank check, we'll start putting our NIL 15% right to him. Oh, because
do they hang banners for UNC status?
I think that's like one of the I think that's one of the new criteria that they're adding in.
Okay, I wasn't sure if they had changed that. You could get, you know, your banner hung for
no, but tonight he was unbelievable. Keaton kind of found his rhythm, like a get back, and that's huge. I hate doing this every time we have to be like, oh, it's Penn, but like it was Penn. And I mean, we're just dealt the cards that were handed, and. Or did that, was that a phrase that worked? We're dealt the
hand
cards.
The cards, the cards dealt, dealt. Dealt the dealt the
we
hand,
play the we play the cards were, that were dealt, and we get Penn. And
no one that's actually saying that. No one's saying that, though. I don't think anyone's sitting here tonight and being like, "Well, they beat a 14 seed."
Well, we've all said it. Who's talked so far? We've all said those exact words.
No, I said you.
We're trying to like get ahead of the PR storm, you know? Like,
yeah, everyone's like listening up, like, to our podcast. Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. There's self depreciation early on in the show. Here we do this.
Depreciation. It's like we have to amortize this asset. You know,
EBITDA. Yeah, EBITDA sure. Listening.
Depreciation was the right word to use.
Okay. All right. No one is saying
if
that.
You call me out on any word I say, I'm calling you out on any word you
fair
say.
Fair enough. Robert, you find anything?
No, I didn't find anything, but I found the Jared Burson tweet. And so I'm quote tweeting it right now because I just need to, at moments like this, you guys know this, I have to hammer it. I have to hammer it over and over. Scott and I met about a podcast thing last week, and he's like, you know, sometimes it feels like you repeat a point four times. I'm like, absolutely, 100%. In my mind, it's like, I got to hammer this thing so it sticks with people. So I'm right now on Twitter and hammering this. And I'm using Johnny's point about it's essentially like if you went down and made a layup every single time.
We hacked basketball.
Yes.
Can you just maybe include that we might have hacked the sport of basketball right there? If you were doing it from the stands.
I should do it from the stands.
I need to know what football game that was from. Oh man, if Johnny doesn't know, we're never. If someone's listening and knows, remembers what from.
If
the
it
stands,
was interceptions from, based, was it wait. Duke this year?
No, it was a couple of years back.
Yeah, it might have been Minnesota ago. That homecoming game.
I think you're right. Where Ethan Kelly-Akmanis came in for the injured Minnesota guy. Man, if you had Ethan Kelly-Akmanis mentioned on this podcast,
yes,
$25,000 cashed right there.
There are certain guys who like you can just like perfectly pronounce their name, Maddie. And
Thank
he's one of,
you.
like he's just like I don't know why.
That was
I don't
impressive.
know. Thank
Yeah.
you. Former Gopher and former Rutgers
Scarlet
Scarlet
Knight.
Knight quarterback. Anyways, yeah, I mean, hammer the point home, right? It didn't look that way. And we can talk a little bit about the slow start in the first half, right? Obviously, the offense didn't look that way. I said it multiple times over. It felt like Penn was obviously playing like an unsustainable level of basketball. Like, you look at their shot chart, they had, what, less than a dozen shots in the paint, right? They were settling for mid ranges, and that one guy with a Z, I'm gonna butcher his name,
Zanoni,
Zanoni, you know, was
Zamboni,
Zamboni. He was hitting a couple of them and, you know, hitting a couple threes, and it felt like Illinois would get a little bit of something going, maybe some penetration to the hoop, maybe Andre a little bit in the first half, and then they'd go away from it, and then Penn went on a little bit of a run. But eventually, you knew that that was just like an unsustainable way to play basketball with Illinois' length and height, that eventually we were gonna length and height our way in the second half there, and some shots fall. So it felt like one of those things where it's like, just be like a little bit patient and the run will come. And boy, did the run come.
Robert, I gotta say, I was thinking about Scott Beatty a little bit when we went up 26-13, and then immediately there's a 9-0 run from Penn,
Yeah.
and it was, oh, here's another narrative of Illinois giving up a 10-0 run right after they're about to pull away from this game. But thankfully, we,
It was only a 9-0 run, right?
it was only a 9-0 run, no
I
kill
was
shot. Yeah.
sweating the kill shot. I was like,
Oh.
I needed Merck to make the free throw,
The
the
one
one
and one,
one. I was
yes, and
like,
he missed the second one. It was fine, but it
just
was,
keep it from
yeah.
being 10-0. Yes. Sorry, I'm
But
almost done with my rambling, and then I'll be back focused on this. But
it,
I go ahead.
no, I was just gonna say it's funny. Like a few times throughout this year, Illinois' offense will struggle for a little bit, and you hear in the back of your mind like what the average fan is saying was, "Oh, this is the number one offense in the country," because they have like 5-minute spurts where they don't, I don't know, they don't score a ton, but then they have 15-minute spurts where all they do is score, and tonight was a perfect example of it.
Yes. I mean, this was, I mean, I couldn't get over, like, even the rolling the ball up is part of this. You know, like, I need to point people back to the interview I did with Neil before the season, the analytics guy, because he talked about, he saw what Florida did with their size last year and their bigs could shoot, and that's how they spent their time in the portal looking for bigs who could shoot. And just, he just talked, you know, all these different things that they are trying to apply analytics wise. And I know that you'll see when we have a lead like that, you'll see us let the ball bounce on the baseline until the ref makes us pick it up and inbounds it. If nobody's back, you'll see them roll it. And so the clock is running and running and running and running and running, and that doesn't start the shot clock. And all of that is part of this possessions math. Like, that's what we're going for here. Lower the number of possessions in the game, grab offensive rebounds, and boost your points per possession, and you're really going to be hard to beat. And that's all of these, it's all of what's part of this system of, look, points per possession is everything. And we're going to take every corner of the game and try to maximize it when we can. And 28 of 33 possessions, we scored. I can't get over it.
It's I know we've been saying it all year, but it's the exact opposite of when Brad Underwood arrived here. Like, if you just expl if you told Brad Underwood of 9 years ago that that would be our methodology of basketball and that we'd have the number one offense like ever, I think he'd laugh at you. Like, we are miles and miles away from 7 seconds and trap everyone on the inbounds and press
Yeah,
and, like,
you're
I
right.
mean,
You're
you
right.
have just completely shifted the way. And I know it's obviously dependent on the guys you got on your team and coaching staff and all that, but, like, you have just absolutely 180'd the way in which you play offense. And it's worked. But credit to Brad. I know sometimes they say he doesn't make enough adjustments. That's an adjustment right there, completely changing your offensive scheme.
And just trying to, you know, with all these offensive rebounds, again, we re rebound more threes than anybody else. So we shoot threes, and then we've We've practiced where. I want to know how much time they spent at practice, like chasing caroms, like how to identify from the wing on a three that's missed long off the back iron where it's going to land and what the arc on the rebound is going to be. I'm guessing they spent 50 hours this winter figuring out some way to fire the ball off the back iron and teach Davis and Hummerkaus and everybody where to be to chase down those rebounds.
Robert, do you think it's similar to teaching players to dive on a loose football?
Is it turnover luck? Is
It's a turnover
so if causing fumbles is not luck, but recovering fumbles is luck, what's the basketball equivalent?
Guys don't understand. Fitzy's teams just had a nose for the ball.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
These guys just love to dive on the ball.
Oh boy.
Just don't understand. It's heart, man. It's heart.
It is interesting with the new NCAA tournament balls, right? Like they don't
Yes.
the
Yes, the
inflated
overinflated.
balls, it might end up being beneficial to us.
Yes.
And the Sweet 16 potential matchup between Houston is going to just be
Whoa.
cinema
Whoa.
if we
He
play
said
them.
potential. He said potential, right?
Okay.
Because
We're not
that's
allowed to look
another
ahead
team.
as
Kelvin
fans.
Sampson literally practices with a lid on the rim. That's not an exaggeration. They legitimately do that to practice offensive rebounding. So to watch our two teams fight for offensive rebounds is going to be fascinating to watch.
Should we talk about VCU first? First of all,
All
Tommy,
you got to do is just beat an 11 seed and you're in the Sweet 16.
what time's your flight? It's 11:55 p.m. right now. Johnny, what time are you flying out tomorrow?
My flight is at 8, so
Oh,
8
Johnny.
hours, 5 minutes. So we board at 7 something.
What time are we setting that alarm for?
Yeah, like 5:30.
Which is tough, but then you consider that Johnny hasn't packed yet, and he's still got to pack. You didn't think
Actually did pack.
it's pretty good.
No way. That's
Yeah,
shocking.
pretty
You
that's
just
pretty
did
good.
it in between coming home from Finley Dunn's and
And starting
I finished.
the game. Johnny, you haven't like seen any news about like the security lines, or
Friday morning in O'Hare. Come on.
on a spring break week?
Yeah.
Guy's like,
You're
where are you going for
fine.
spring break? I'm going to Greenville.
Yeah.
Johnny's
Greenville this
gonna
Well, he's
like
doing a date night in Clemson first.
Yeah,
Yeah.
gotta hit up the Clemson campus. 40 minutes away.
I got a question.
Go for it.
Oh, right,
Are you
podcast.
Johnny? Okay, I'm just gonna be honest. Like I ignored the last 5 minutes because I was putting that tweet
Miss
up.
nothing.
Okay, Johnny, where are you going? Are you going to a game? Is it you're heading to Greenville?
Greenville. Yep.
Are you going
Yep.
with Dylan?
Yes, he's already
Okay,
there.
thank you. All right, that's all I
Yeah.
need.
That's when Josh was like, date night at Clemson. Hey, me and Dylan wearing orange in Clemson. All right.
Hey, Johnny, you know what we should do? If I find the video, who's editing this one?
That's me.
If I find the video for Pittsburgh in 2022, North Kelvin Sampson, when I was really drunk,
Oh, God.
can you insert that audio right here?
I can just sort of, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'll preface it since you're going to play it. Coming up is Johnny and Dylan and I and Carmen and that guy, Don, who I went to high school with. He's 2 years older than me in high school and his buddy. And who else was there? Was Antonio there?
He
No.
may have been, maybe Brandon Indianapolis may have been
Brandon
there.
Indianapolis
Yeah.
was there, yes. And we got this back room at this bar in Pittsburgh the day before the Houston game. And these fans saw us in there and were buying us shots. And I, it's the last time I've been drunk in my life. I took way too many fireball shots. And I started recording videos on my phone where I was laying out our revenge tour of how we were going to beat Kelvin Sampson the next day. And then we were going to get Michigan. And then we were going to get all this kind of stuff and run the entire revenge tour. But I was really drunk. And here's that audio right now.
We don't win.
Okay, that's on the recording. Okay, I gotta show the money. Okay, wait, I gotta show the game. There we go. Okay, this is what's happening. Ready? You ready? Chattanooga, then Kelvin Sampson, then Arizona, then Michigan, then Bill Self, then North Carolina. That's the path. That's what's about to happen. Hold on. See? Wait. Hold on. I gotta show that this is happening. What day? Oh.
Drink it.
Chattanooga. Kelvin Sampson. Arizona.
Make it rain, baby. Make it rain.
Wait. Chattanooga. Kelvin Sampson. Arizona. Michigan. Bill Self. North Carolina. Cheers.
Hopefully.
I'm gonna find it. I know I have.
Hopefully. Okay. All right, we now welcome you back from that audio.
Welcome back in.
Welcome back, everyone. From the audio, Maddie here.
Wow, great listen to. Loved it. It was
that
so
was
funny.
Great. That
so
part
funny.
Where you, that part where yeah, that was a
and
great.
That everything
part
worked
where
out
really
from that video.
Carmen was yelling at me to stop taking shots. That was fun.
Oh man, that
can't be good. If can't be good if Carmen's trying to get you to stop.
You guys.
Oh, that was
it.
A fun night, and then the next day sucked.
Yeah. Well, the revenge tour is still on. So,
but what makes me feel comfort about this game is something that Robert has written / tweeted about, which is in Brad Underwood's tenure, he's only lost one game that he was not favored in the tournament. There's this narrative of, oh, Illinois can't win in the tournament. Illinois is kind of choking, whatever. The only game was Loyola. Houston, the game we were referencing, Houston was favored. They were like the number two team in Torvik and the number five team in KenPom. So as nervous as we all are for this game, and it's not a cakewalk, Brad Underwood takes care of teams that he's better than most of the time. So let's just do it one more time.
Let's play guess the spread and guess the money line.
Johnny, I'm right now looking at photos from Pittsburgh. Do you know how young you look? Hold on, I can hold it up to the Zoom thing.
Memory lane. Oh, well, there are no
facial hair. How young little Johnny is.
Oh, my God. The no mustache, really.
Those
that's
were the days.
That's the toll of 3 years in
the
fandom.
Yeah. Did you guys, do you guys know what the line is for Saturday?
Great question.
It's out, so I'll play guess the line.
12.
Ooh, wow. I was going to say initially, Robert, we were doing this for this game, and I guessed 8.5. I don't know what I was thinking. It was really bad.
It's okay.
It was obviously about 24. I don't know what I was thinking, but I kind of like 8.5 for this.
Okay.
It's 10.5.
It's 10.5?
Yeah. That's what it opened as.
Yeah, plus 425 or minus 575.
So many points. That's
a
so
lot of
many
points.
Points.
Yeah, but what are they in KenPom? You're facing a
43?
42 now. Yeah.
42.
Ooh, Johnny, you are behind on KenPom.
Ooh.
That's a tough look.
Oh, there is a picture of the shots. So for those of you, all of you who are listening that can't see, those appear to be three alcoholic shots right there.
Three fireball shots all lined up for me. Who wasn't buying those? Do you remember? Somebody came into the room and they were just like, hey, Robert, take this. Hey, take this. And I didn't have anybody stopping me. So put Johnny in charge.
Does that happen a lot on the road, Robert? Or people just
no, not anymore. Well, you know the story about this, right? Johnny will remember the story. The next morning.
Oh, no.
I had it a day and a half later, I had to go to the hospital.
Oh, I do know this story.
Holiday heart.
Right?
Holiday heart.
Yes. Yes.
The first thing that the doctor in the ER. So I went into, it's not atrial fibrillation, I went into atrial flutter was the heart rhythm. And she's like, okay, you're in atrial flutter. My first question, last night, did you drink a whole bunch, but you don't normally drink that much at all? I'm like, yes. She's like, then this is what happens. It's like, we call it holiday heart because people are like, I didn't drink at all in September, October. And I drank a bunch of wine at Thanksgiving at my uncle's house and woke up the next morning feeling weird. And your body just can't, if it doesn't, She's like, you have two options. Start drinking a lot so your body really learns how to process alcohol, or just never do 9 fireball shots in a couple hours.
So basically she's saying either become an alcoholic.
Yes. Well, she said, like, you drink a glass of wine every night or, like, 5 drinks a week, your body would be able to process as it would learn it. But because you don't drink that much at home, and then you go to this bar and you drink a bunch of beers and then a bunch of shots, this is what happens. So I haven't been drunk since, and I haven't had holiday heart since. So,
well,
there we go.
If we win this weekend, might have to open up a six. Might have to open up a 6-pack of holiday hearts right there. So just you know, the last time we beat an 11 seed in the tournament,
2 years ago with Johnny featured on the broadcast.
It'd be 2 years ago against another team from what conference?
The A-10.
The A-10. So the similarities are starting to fall into place here. Double-digit favorite, 11 seed, A-10.
One might say those are narratives.
Saturday night, narrative. I'm finding it. I'm finding it. Hold on. We're finding the narrative here. Like, and do you remember what happened against that Duquesne team? Win.
Well, I think this guy named Johnny, like, the director in the truck was like, go back to those guys. Go back to those guys. They're bringing great energy.
They had that guy who was praying today. They kept going back to cross, him today.
What was the stat that I want to know. What run did we go on post him dapping up the big man?
That's a good point. Because
I want to know what our points per possession was post that. Because I think probably pretty good right there.
Can we talk about Keaton going back to the step back finally? Is he healthy? He had tape on the shoulder. You could see that. So he still has it all taped up of whatever that stuff does. But he finally was like looking like a month ago of comfortable, switch, big on me, step back, shoot a three. Like just looked like the Keaton of old. I know the defense is bad and Penn's terrible and it's a Fran McCaffrey defense, but still. He was passing up those shots of late, so I feel really good about that.
Still got to hit him when you take him.
Yeah, he was really swishing him. I don't know if there's any quantitative measure around like how well you hit a shot, but he was really hitting his shots.
It was that one was wet. Sam and I made eye contact, and we just go wet on that one in the second half.
Where'd you guys watch?
Oh, great question. Man, that right there in showbiz, we call that a setup right there, Robert. That was so good.
Okay.
We watched at this little bar. You just take the brown line right to the Paulina stop. Finley Dunn's had the wings. Just exquisite. Me thinks it's going to be pretty crowded on Saturday. So if you plan on coming, come at noon. Enjoy 6.5 hours of games before. Why not? I think we'll be there, maybe we'll do brunch, lunch, and an early dinner there, you guys think, before the Illinois game.
Well, that was the last time you were in the hospital, right, after we did that?
Yeah.
I did have a Finley Dunn's Holiday Heart Hospital.
It was the church game, Robert.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat Bryant, I mean.
But it wasn't just the church game. You're like, we're leaving out half the story.
Yeah, well, Maddie had to go to the doctor afterwards because we were playing Dr. Eastern Shore, a.k.a. Maryland Eastern Shore.
Yes, yes. And we were there for many hours, and I just forgot to drink water, went home, forgot to drink water. Like, I'm a very hydrated guy. I've got my water bottle here. And I think it was just one in a million situation where my brain just, like, forgot to drink water for, like, 11 hours. And then I woke up in the middle of the night, and it's like, yeah, you're like that like hella dehydration where it's like you can't stand up because you were at Finley Dunn's watching Will Riley have his first like breakout game in the non-con. It was one of those. So yes, hydrate this weekend if you're planning on having fun.
Now hold on, I think there's one more question I'm supposed to read. Would you guys say that Finley Dunn's is the best place to watch an Illini game?
Mrs. Johnson, third grade class, wants to know, where's the best place to get absolutely shit-faced on a Saturday night in the round of 32? Well, that is a great question. Yeah, they usually have a great question, Mrs. Johnson's third graders. They got great deals on Illini bombs. I would say it's the best place in town, Robert. That's a great question. I could tell you weren't reading off of a cue card there.
Yeah, thanks.
I think after this, you got to answer it like that. Please drink responsibly. Must be 21 or older, Tanner.
I was good right there. You did it really fast as well. That
Go
was
1-800 bets off. No, wait, that's good.
100.
Sorry. Sorry.
That was good. That was very good. Yes. All right, Rams are up next. And what else are we missing?
I've been workshopping this for a little while that I've wanted to get Robert's opinion on. And I really, right after our Michigan loss, I had the thought that this 2026 team reminds me a lot of the 2024 team. And our fans are just so much lower on this team than they were to that team, which is weird considering this team went 15-5 in the Big Ten and the 2024 team went 14-6. Let me just read you a little bit of like roster composition because it's very similar. All right. Both teams built around an All-American guard, right? You've got Terrence and you've got Keaton. Then you have your half-court offensive hub. That's Marcus and that's Dotson, right? It's tough because in both of those cases, you're giving the edge to 2024 between Terrence and Marcus. After that, you have your spacing center, which would be Coleman and Tommy, which you would probably give the edge to Coleman. But if you were talking about 2025 Tommy, you might say that he's better. All right. Then you've got your wing defender who can't really shoot. That would be Ty Rogers and Andre Stojakovic. I would give the edge to Andre. Then you have 3-point shooting wing, which would be Luke Goody and Jake Davis. Jake Davis, I would give the edge to, but that's basically, they're kind of the same player. Then you have your threes, D, and offensive rebounding, and that would be Ben and Quincy Guerrier, which, I mean, Quincy probably a better offensive rebounder. Ben, when Ben's good like he was today, it was pretty great. Then you have your center off the bench who's very mercurial and can get hot. That would be Dane and Big Z. And then you just have one more guy, which is your rotation guard. And there's a huge advantage to the 2026 team because that's Justin Harmon versus Kylan Boswell. But
Okay, if the two teams play tomorrow, everybody vote.
I'm bad with recency bias. I'm gonna.
Is it your favorite thing?
I just learned about it, actually. Did you hear about this, Robert? There's this new thing called recency bias. I just learned about it.
Which Robert, yeah.
It's like a joke inside of a joke.
Thank you.
And also, if you want to talk about their Big Ten seasons, you can basically compare every single loss where your Big Ten losses, that team lost 6 games versus 5. All right. Each team had a
And the
bad
difference
home.
was Penn State. Let's just say it.
Well, but let me just read you some of the losses, right? You had your bad home loss where you're missing key players. That was the Maryland 2024 loss, and that was the Wisconsin home loss where you didn't have Andre and Kylan. Then you had the quote, "I get that this was their best team ever, but we still shouldn't lose to these guys." And that was the Nebraska home loss this year, and it was the Northwestern loss where like that team ended up going to the round of 32, but like we still should have beaten them. That was right when Terrence had gotten back. Then there's the loss at MSU where we were up 8 in the second half, which happened both years. That 24 one, I don't remember quite as well, but like we were
I was
winning in
there.
the second half. We should have won that game. Then there's the road loss by one on the road where we choked
Penn State.
UCLA and Penn State. And then there's we couldn't hang with the number one team in the conference, and that's Michigan this year and Purdue times two. So like every single
Johnny, you were on to something.
Yeah. It's really funny. And same thing. What analytically, how would you describe these teams? Oh, amazing offense and defense leaves more to be desired.
Yes. I mean, the reason I think this team would beat that team is if I remember correctly, they finished 3 on offense and 80 on defense, right?
Yep.
And this team is like 28th on defense or whatever.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, the only difference,
I'm taking this team.
Exactly. Now, the only difference is Terrence went on a heater between the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament. So you're just going to need Keaton and David to do the same here for the next 3 games. But my real hope, Robert, is that we already played our UConn game. We already played Michigan, and maybe we get a little bit of help in the Elite Eight.
We skip to the Elite Eight. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's fine. All we need to do is beat an A-10 team, and then all we need to do after that is beat a red Big 12 team, and then Elite Eight.
In Houston. Yes. Yeah. I was maybe I need to look this up. What were the stats on North Carolina had a 19-point lead with how much time left?
7 minutes.
Wait, no, 19-point lead with 14 minutes left.
Okay.
They almost VCU almost 2005. They the statistics were actually getting pretty close there.
I saw the 19-point lead, and I'm working on this. Like, when I have nervous energy like this all day, I worked on some lame newsletter article on, like, NIL changes and this. Like, I just need to think about something else and do something else. So I did that all day. But I had it on in the background, and I looked up at the TV back over here, and it was 19 points. And then I wrote and wrote and researched and this and that. And I looked back up, and it was, like, 2 minutes left in a 4-point game. So I hadn't known when the whole comeback happened.
It was pretty wild. I feel like we weren't even really paying attention. We're just kind of hanging out at the bar, and all of a sudden, like it was slowly getting closer. But
which bar were you hanging out?
Oh, okay. Wow, that was so good. It's just like a little place called Finley Dunn's off. If you hit the Paulina Meat Market, like just go.
Can left. I get a blue Powerade Zero at Finley Dunn's?
Absolutely, you can. They use them to mix the Illini bombs. It's pretty good. If you're asking what's an Illini bomb, great question. A cherry bomb, just Illini flavored. That's what I tell people.
I'm in.
Epic collapse. Largest second half comeback in March Madness history. We should talk about that game. We want to talk about Wisconsin. Anyone want to stomp on Graves for a moment? You know, have your. We were worried that we were scared to stomp on the grave this afternoon before the Illinois game. I feel like now we can. Yeah. We can jump around on it a little bit.
I don't think whoever tweeted from our account, it wasn't me, usually it is, but whoever tweeted from our account wasn't afraid to stomp on their graves.
It was me. I kind of just figured, like, if we lose to Penn, I'm going to be so upset that, like, I don't even care about the, you know, like, at that point.
It's just like digging. It's like already deep enough. Yeah.
It's like I'll already be at a zero.
Yeah,
but that one felt good. At this bar that we went to, it's conveniently located off the Brown Line stop in Lakeview, the Paulina Brown Line stop. It's called Finley Dunn's. Must be 21 or older to attend.
No, absolutely not.
My child, who's less than a year, went.
Hmm?
My child, less than a year, he's been to Finley Dunn's.
There was a very strong rooting interest for VCU. Which I was kind of like, this feels like iffy karma. It's like one of those careful what you wish for things. So I'm really hoping that doesn't come back to bite us.
There was a section behind like what became the Illinois bench that was all wearing orange, and they were going nuts for every VCU make. And I was just this is going to look terrible. And the VCU fans, they're not rooting for us. They weren't rooting for us whatsoever in the second game. But I want to ask a question. If there's one type of player over the last, let's just say since we went to school in 2014, that has killed us more than ever, over the last, like, just like a general description of a player over the last 12 years, what would you say that type of player is? I see at a Lion Eye raising his hand.
Would it be the 6 foot or shorter guard?
Yes.
Oh, the
Yeah, it
Winthrop, the
is. Oh,
Winthrop.
don't tell me. Does VCU have a 6 foot or shorter guard?
Winthrop, Miami.
I don't know how tall this
He's
guy is, but
six
he.
three.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Terrible
Okay,
take.
good.
Who was the Miami
Thank
guy? What
you.
was that guy's name? That
But
guy
he.
was he.
Oh, God, I hated that guy.
He looks like he's gonna. He like when I was watching, I'm like, this is the guy that kills us. This is the guy that we're gonna think about forever.
You know what? I don't want that energy. Kylan and
You know
Keaton are
I'm
going to shut him
always that way.
down. Kylan and Keaton, have faith in your senior. Have faith in your freshman who played an incredible game tonight. Who
Oh, I have faith. Did you not see my drunk tweet from
shut
St. Paddy's
down AJ?
Day?
Who shut down AJ Levine tonight?
Did you not see my drunk tweet from St. Paddy's Day?
No, I didn't see it. What
Drunk
was
tweet. Your tweet.
your tweet from St.
Yeah,
Patty's
sorry.
Day? What was it?
It was like I tweeted a picture of Keaton and David, and I
I
said,
did
"I
say
believe
that.
in them." Oh
What?
no, I love that. And then you went back to the well tonight, right?
Yes, I was like, "Oh, what a smart guy."
Babe, go back to sleep. It's 4 a.m.
He's probably thinking about other guys or other women. He's thinking about Keaton and
And
David right
David. I
there.
think I was watching
Absolutely.
you do karaoke when I tweeted
It's a fun night.
that.
Happy birthday. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Okay, I have a game we could play. So you guys know the story. Tyler went to Greenville and not me. I have to leave for St. Louis tomorrow for a funeral on Saturday. And so I couldn't make the trip. That's why I watched it at home. I don't like watching games on TV. I stood the entire game. Just because who would sit down for a tournament game? When it was still in doubt, I would pace, just kind of walk around the couch, walk to the kitchen and back. I just looked at the steps on my little thing here. How many steps did I take during the game? Now, I can't go far, right? Okay, the TV's over the fireplace. It's
No, it
like
was really funny
five
when you just
steps into
showed
the
us
kitchen.
that when you showed us that graphic, it's like flat, a little bump around lunchtime, and then like just a massive line.
Okay, I'm
Yes,
gonna do some math
yes.
here. Okay, so how tall are you? I'm trying to figure out your gait.
But remember,
Isn't it
I'm
just those
5'10",
steps?
but I have like the shortest legs on earth.
Okay.
Guys on my softball team, when I would run like a run, leg out a double, it would make the little cartoon sound of boom. Because my legs are so close together, it takes so many steps. We got a 29 inseam over here, folks. 5'10" and a half, 29 inseam, very little leg happening over here.
Okay, this is helpful information. Oh, just for the 2 hour game?
Just for the 2 hour game, how many steps? And again, I wouldn't go overboard because for me to like pace to the kitchen and back would be like 12 steps or something.
Okay, I successfully guessed within one cheese ball at the Halloween party this last year, how many cheese balls were in the thing.
Okay, a
So,
lot of pressure here. Yes.
860.
1200.
860?
1200.
I was gonna guess like 2200.
Oh, shit.
Johnny.
Gotta go 1400.
It's a little prices, right? You got going on there.
Yeah.
The total is, hold on, I gotta do the math in my head. Who's the math guy? 730 and 510
Well, that is
is
me.
1240.
1240.
No.
That is me.
1240. That is
There's
me.
this guy on TikTok who will go on his like he'll like go
Oh,
on a
the best guy.
fridge and he will
It's
what he would describe as run a marathon on a fridge. He
a
will
5K.
literally
It's just a
like
5K.
or a
No, he
5K.
does
He will
marathon.
like go in circles on the top of his fridge until he's like gotten to 5K. So Robert, I'm kind of
Wait,
imagining
on
you like
top of his
in like crazy
refrigerator?
places. So like he
He
did one in
he's
his like
like,
washing
yeah.
machine. He'll do one like in his washing
He like
machine.
literally spins around until he gets to 5K. So I'm imagining like the next iteration is like me running a 5K while watching like Illinois VCU.
Gotta get like a
It's
heart rate
crazy that
monitor.
I would do that in a game we won by 30, Bob.
In which we didn't
It's all
miss in the
downhill
sec,
from here.
in which we scored 2 points on every possession.
In which we had the best points per possession and potentially NCAA tournament history for a half.
Man,
Crazy.
I know you've said this before, Robert. It's like I'm not built for the postseason. Just
No,
not built
I'm
for
not.
postseason. Not built for postseason ball here. Very relatable. That's a lot. So what was like 1,200, 1,200 steps? Or so. It's pretty good. It's pretty impressive. Round of 32 might have even more than. Okay. Good. It's getting late.
Everything.
Johnny's got a flight in like 6 hours here. Johnny's probably the least stressed person about making his flight in this Zoom call right now.
And we're just focused on VCU. The flight's kind of an afterthought.
Johnny, I got a question for you.
Let's hear it.
If we make the Sweet 16, do, this is going to make no sense to anyone. Do I need to, before going to Houston, take a trip to Pittsburgh and touch the door of Brian Quaranta?
I mean, he might be like, you know what, Kelvin Sampson, we're lifting the curse here. I don't know if there are any like connecting flights between Champaign to
I mean, look,
Pittsburgh,
I
but
would be willing to drive to Pittsburgh and back if it mattered. I get it in 2024.
That the real estate
Just
agent or
touch his
something?
cloak,
Okay,
financial
so
advisor.
that night in Pittsburgh, it's a bar, everybody's watching this and that. And on once the CBS games were done, there were still games on like True TV and TBS and all those. Once the CBS games were done, they went to like the local financial advisor doing his weekly 10:30 p.m. on Saturday night show where he tells old people how to like start up their retirement and all this kind of stuff. And I've been drinking, and for whatever reason, I came up with this theory that the key to us winning a national title was this guy named. You can find a tweet from me that night where I just said his name.
No one
Like I just
understand.
tweeted
Brian
Brian Quaranta.
Quaranta.
No one would understand that.
Robert, am I like hallucinating this, or did you like go to his office or something, or like
I went to his office. You went
to
Penn
his
State
something?
game 3 years ago. I felt that the key that I needed to touch the door of his office. So I was flying out of Pittsburgh. So I drove to his office at like on a Saturday night. Like there is security video somewhere of a strange dude showing up at 9:30 on a Saturday night, walking up, touching the door, getting back in his car and leaving.
They're gonna be like, "Oh my God, that weird guy's back again. The one who's obsessed with Brian." There's gonna
Yes.
be like a murder around the corner, and they're gonna be like, "Why? Like,
Exactly.
how do you explain yourself at 2 a.m. being..."
It's funny. I'm not even like a superstitious guy. I don't like sit in the same spot on the couch. I don't wear the same shirt. I don't do any of that. But Brian Quaranta, there's a text chain of just me, Johnny, Dylan, and Brandon Indianapolis where we just text about Brian Quaranta.
It's so niche.
Which th there was a part of me watching this VCU UNC game, which wanted UNC to win so that we could kind of continue that, like,
You're
because
right.
that was one of the
You're right.
pegs on the ladder was North Carolina. So to take them down would have felt extra special after 2005.
Give me an 11 seed A10 team. Sorry.
Let's go for it.
Give me the
Oh.
math. Give me the math.
We'll do that. We'll beat Houston. And just to wrap it up, when we're up by like 20, someone can hang on the rim and get a technical.
Oh, that would be so
Oh my
great.
God. Oh my
Oh, that'd be
God.
so great.
I still
Someone,
think about that every
Devani's
day.
gonna be like, why am I hanging? Why are you telling me to hang on? Like, what am I doing?
Oh my God.
And then it's Florida because they knocked us out in 2000.
And they
It's
knocked us
personal.
out.
It's
It's very
personal.
personal.
You mentioned it on your podcast this week. You know what this is about. It's there's
It's
a
personal. It's
it's
real personal.
Florida? Florida. Come
Real
To this
personal.
team.
You
To this
mentioned
team. It's
it.
real personal. It goes beyond. It's real personal.
We made t-shirts for
Shh,
them.
don't tell anyone.
That's the hint. That's the hint
Shh,
that
yeah,
gives it
shh.
away. That you did it there.
I didn't hear it. What
It's a
was it?
secret.
Gosh.
Well, it's a
I said,
secret.
shh, don't tell
Shh, a
anyone.
secret. It's a secret scrimmage.
Oh, yes.
They
The
beat us
stop
in
run
the
up.
secret scrimmage. They printed
Yes.
shirts. They hung a banner for the secret scrimmage. Bulletin board material right there. Just bulletin board material. I want revenge for the secret scrimmage.
The length that people go to like put together fake box scores and like, do you see the about a half hour after the
Oh, this is outing yourself, Robert, because you don't listen to our podcast. This is
you
outing
talked
yourself.
about this?
We had a whole 20-minute conversation about this. No,
Like
we got God.
the
We got God. We
you
got
got
God.
on the game times?
Yeah, do you know who tweeted it?
No.
It was Mr. Fe it was Rick Fieldsman.
Oh, that one account that's exists
Yeah.
for that? Oh.
I don't know. It was the first time Mr. Fieldsman and I ever really became acquainted, so I hadn't been familiar with his work up
Such a
until we got.
fascinating, like I'd love to see it studied in some like psychology class of like what is the plus of is that all it is? Like attention? That's it.
100%. Yeah, because
Yeah.
we got we it
Like
worked.
you want to be known for bad information, for
Well,
spreading
we
bad
got worked
information.
because someone posted it to the Illini board Slack. And then I think I made Tyler send like 10 panic text messages because he was freaking out about an early game time, and
Yes.
we were very wrong.
And here we are, like one in the
Got
morning, talking about this game.
it.
Yeah, not an early game time. I'm excited for the 6:50 tip. That's a nice tip time. You win, maybe you go out. It's not super late. Like that's a great tip time right there.
2024 vibes. I mean, that was like a 7 p.m.
Yeah,
game,
I
right?
was prime time. We
Johnny, you're
great
wearing the
night.
same shirt, right?
Oh, of course.
Not
Cannot.
superstitious.
Yeah.
Not superstitious though. Not
Yeah.
superstitious at all. Not
Good. Only thing
superstitious.
I'm nervous about is he didn't go to today's game. Like he was at the first round game.
No, I wasn't at the Morehead State game.
Oh, then we're cooking.
Oh. What? Well, then we'll see you in 2 days for the next episode.
I'll text my brother about our accommodations in Houston.
Exactly.
No,
Same with your
nobody
brother.
remembers that we trailed Morehead State at the under 16 in the second half.
I remember that. That was not fun. That was
That
extremely unenjoyable.
Riley Minnix,
Yes.
yes,
Yes. He hit some
his bank
shots.
shots and
But then we went on a run. So again,
all
DGL
day.
was huge in that. Yeah,
Yes.
Dane and DGL were huge.
So again, it feels nice to not to pull away in a game like this where you should pull away, that we're not talking about how it took us more than a half to pull away, not to return to that point, but again, on multiple occasions, Illinois has been in that a better seed position and hasn't looked like that much of the better seed in the game. So
Who's in the Houston who's the 2-7? Who's the
Texas
7?
A&M won against St.
Oh.
Mary's.
Bucky Ball. All right, I can see that.
Gonna be fun.
I can see Bucky Ball.
Robert, thanks for joining us here this evening. You wanna
Hey,
you wanna you wanna
listen,
carry
I
us out?
appreciate it. I appreciate it. Good luck at Findlay Dunn's when you guys go back to Findlay Dunn's to watch the next basketball game. Enjoy that and have fun doing it.
Any like promo codes you think we should use
Yes.
for like 15% off on the
Yes.
NIL
You
store
say
kind of?
Brian Quaranta, they'll give you 15% off all fireball shots.
You can use that, or you can use Boardroom 15 for 15% off the NIL
Truly,
store.
truly, just like come up to us and say that. Like that'll kind of make my night if like someone comes up to us
Somebody
and
says
says
Brian
that.
Quaranta.
I will totally buy you a drink if you come up to me and say
If I
Brian
know the face,
Quaranta.
yeah. We did theorize that the way after I touched the door. God, this is so stupid.
And
That
he's
I
not
actually
superstitious.
needed to
He's not
touch the
superstitious.
cloak of Brian Quaranta. I needed, like, if he's
Cloak?
wearing a coat, I need to find him somewhere in public and touch his coat. And that would be the key to Illinois basketball winning a national
Robert was never allowed back in the city of Pittsburgh, but boy, was it worth it,
title.
ladies and gentlemen.
At least I'm saying his actual name here.
We're getting him some clout too. Like if you are above 50 and you're looking to retire in the next 15 to 17 years, hit up Mr. Caranta. He will get you on some great retirement plans here if you're looking to.
Or just tune into CBS in Pittsburgh at 10:30 p.m. on a Saturday night.
And
It
he'll
was
got to
fun
do
because
it.
it's at the bar, and they had four huge TVs over the bar, and one of them is just this dude, like in his suit, 10:30 Saturday night. Folks, you need to understand what a Roth is.
Oh, like the guy who does college basketball for CBS?
No, unfortunately, no. But I like the joke
This is
inside the
March,
joke.
and you need to start saving for your retirement.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's real good, Sam. Good man. Nothing like postseason ball. Robert, I appreciate you hopping on this evening.
Got it.
Thanks,
You got it.
everyone.
Got my exercise in. I got my
Got the steps in. Got the
got my
steps in.
1,200 steps for the year,
That's
and
awesome.
we're good.
We are good. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Boardroom ILL.